He took a shuddering breath, squeezing his lightsaber hard to reassure himself that he did indeed still have it.
It's...
He worked moisture into a dry throat and tried again.
It's okay, R2,
he reassured the droid.
I'm all right.
He paused, fighting through the disorientation to try to remember what he was doing here.
Are you still picking up that electronic signal?
R2 beeped affirmatively.
Is it still ahead of me?
Another affirmative beep. Okay, Luke said. Shifting the lightsaber in his hand, he wiped more of the sweat from his forehead and started cautiously forward, trying to watch all directions at once. But the cave had apparently done its worst. No more visions rose to challenge his way as he continued deeper in. And at last, R2 signaled that he was there. The device, once he'd finally pried it out of the mud and moss, was a distinct disappointment. A small, somewhat flattened cylinder, a little longer than his hand, with five triangular rust-encrusted keys on one side and some flowing alien script engraved on the other.
This is it?
Luke asked, not sure he liked the idea of having come all the way in here just for something so totally nondescript.
There's nothing else?
R2 beeped affirmatively and gave a whistle that could only be a question.
I don't know what it is, Luke told the droid. Maybe you'll recognize it. Hang on, I'm coming out.
The return trip was unpleasant, but also uneventful. And a short time later, he emerged from under the tree roots with a sigh of relief into the relatively fresh air of the swamp. It had grown dark while he'd been inside, he noted to his mild surprise. That twisted vision of the past must have lasted longer than it had seemed. R2 had the X-Wing's landing lights on. The beams were visible as hazy cones in the air. Wading his way through the ground vegetation, Luke headed toward the X-Wing. R2 was waiting for him, beeping quietly to himself. The beeping became a relieved whistle as Luke came into the light, the little droid rocking back and forth like a nervous child.
Relax, R2. I'm all right,
Luke assured him, squatting down and pulling the flattened cylinder out of his side pocket.
What do you think?